Imagine you just won 2 million Kenya shillings. What? What will you do with that money? Well, hello, hello, hello. Happy new month. I don't know when you're going to listen to this episode, but it's a new month. It's a new month. It's February. Where is January? Imeisha haraka. The past January, January was the fastest January of all Januaries in history. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Unspoken. Yay, this is episode 24. But today I have a special episode for you. I am hosting the one and the only... you guys aren't ready. You guys are not ready. I'm hosting a very talented person, if I say so. It has been a long-awaited episode, and I'm going to have a sit-down sesh with him. And I hope you guys have fun. I hope you guys learn a lot from him. And I hope it's just good vibes. I hope it's just vibes on vibes. Are you ready for my guest for today? Let me present to you. Drum rolls. Now, I'll let him introduce himself.
Yo, what's up, Nyajeni Manze, it's TK Lion apa, TK Lion, creative entrepreneur, uboi ni grapa, dancer, as all, imenda kuja hapo ni mashup, I'll see you.
Siko na psych, I love the energy already.
Thank you
wow,
so much.
Wow, so, TK, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
You're doing good? Easy? Are you easy?
I'm easy.
How is life?
Life huko nje ni tough, lakini
January, how is your January
ma jua mingi,
jua
exams kibao manje, lakini ku push to always push, yeah.
So glad to have you here on Unspoken. Nimekutafuta siku mingi
sana.
This has been a long awaited, guys. Imagine TK is a busy man. TK is so busy. His schedule is like booked and busy, like you have to book him like for like 2 months prior. And I'm not kidding about this, but it's glad to have you here.
Thank you
for coming to this episode of Unspoken. So basically, just tell us what you do and just introduce.
I'm TK Lion. I'm a rapper, venue mesema. I'm also a dancer. I'm also a creative entrepreneur. Mindio founder of TK Nation Entertainment. I also have a website in it, tknation.co.ke. And also, yeah, new dance, new make content kwa social media platforms.
I interviewed here Pastor Mrasta. I guess you know Pastor Mrasta. Yeah,
look
up to him. Yeah,
hey, manze, shout out, manze.
Pastor Mrasta.
Abisa.
He's a fan of this podcast and he's a fan of yours.
Hey, shukran sana. Sending much love.
You only mentioned about TK Nation. What does that do?
Yeah, TK Nation. TK Nation is basically, it's a sole proprietor. It's a sole proprietor type of business, where I get to sell my music catalog and also sell my merchandises. But the merchandises are TK Nation, TK Lion, zinakuja. Utapata tisho na mahoods mandikuwa. Kama ni ngome na day food, tisho mandikuwa na day food. Kama ni TK Nation, TK Nation, mandikuwa TK Lion, to five knows, you know me, nikianza kuspita hapa tu, lakini it's
why not? Why the TK is, you're a rapper. To pige freestyle.
Pige freestyle. Okay, achani pige freestyle.
Wait. Yeah. Pige freestyle. Na words nataka kukupea.
Niambie.
Achani kupe vocabulary.
Vocab.
Unspoken, of course. Yeah. Kukwe na unspoken hapo.
Unspoken.
Tumia the name. TK.
TK.
Your own name.
Okay.
Ooh. Uh-huh. And I'm going to give you a theme. You just rap a freestyle with the word unspoken.
Unspoken. Okay, you found me in the keja, minko unspoken. Nina jaza steam and jaza token. Na mayai bado si rotten.
Tumai bado.
Minipata kwa podcast goten.
Ooh, dope.
Walisema niongele TK, mini TK, sija toka kwangu UK. Maybe siku brush meno na meza PK.
Uko practice before kuja. Wow, nice.
Yeah.
So, you're a rapper. Just briefly tell us, how did you land into doing rap and just music, basically? How did you get here where you are today?
I started rapping 14. Nambianga wa Seivo. Nilianza ku rap 14. Nika hit studio.
Out, 14 years old?
14 years old.
That was, you're still in primary, ama?
Ilikuwa form 1.
Form 1, yeah.
And ilikuwa na rap ya wase class. They saw his stuff like, nigga, go do this shit. Like, kabisa. Alafu, nikimaliza form 4, 19, nika hit the studio. ikaenda. I used to go to the studio na semanga my father was a bishop, so he didn't love what I was doing secular music back then. So na sneak mimi naenda ku record stambui shit. You, this is what I felt so nice doing. Nilikuwa naona msaki rap like I feel alive.
Huko unakosana mzai.
Huko unakosana, yes, but whatever makes you feel alive and what makes you feel like worth it.
Yeah.
Like I had to give it a shot.
So you just decided you're going to do rap.
Exactly.
And how did your parents take that?
At first they didn't take it that nicely, but my mom, I love you mom so much.
Mm-hmm.
My mom aliniambia, you just do what you're doing. Don't get cross paths na mzai, ananiambia sasa hivyo. Si cross paths na daddy, lakini I just did what I was doing and I listened to my parents and they have really chipped in a lot pia recently.
But
my music.
Why did you decide maybe to just do rap? Maybe you could be a singer.
I can sing.
You can sing.
I can sing.
You got the vocals.
We didn't say you got the vocals, but I can sing.
Where is that? You can sing.
Not that high pitch though.
Okay.
So
what are you currently doing?
Currently,
but basically, guys, before I mentioned, I know you're wondering why is TK here? Why are we all the hype about TK? If you don't know TK, he was the winner of Tusker Next Stars.
October.
He was the winner of Tusker Next Stars, sponsored by Tusker. Yeah. That was so big. That was so huge. How did you go about that? How did you decide to go into Tusker Next Stars? Just briefly tell us about that. How did you go to join Tusker Next Stars? Mm-hmm. How was the journey? And how did that journey basically change your music career?
I joined the Tusker Next Stars kama auditions. Mambo leo kisumu hapa.
Yeah.
Nikaenda nikachaguliwa. Nikakuwa na represent region. Mm-hmm. Tukienda semifinals pale Carnival Grounds Nairobi. Mm-hmm. Tukawakilisha, I got chosen luckily. I thank God so much. Tukafika October finals. Wow.
It was tough and challenging.
Sana.
Like, how did you handle that pressure? You know, there's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. The only thing I can say, just believe in yourself and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Believe in yourself. Yeah, me sin kurap, twende to rap, alafu have fun, engage the audience, do what you gotta do. And I really think it's an eye opening view. I got to perform with a live band.
With big stars.
I got to interact with big stars in the industry. Like Tusker's been an eye opening. Imenifunza something, a few things about the industry, how things run, how to be a professional artist, how to keep your brand elevated year in, year out.
Can you say that it changed how you view the music industry?
Exactly, it changed how I view the music industry. Like, say, if you want to do something, wanakuitisha invoice.
What is an invoice?
An invoice to any artist who can enjoy, like an invoice who can end a show. Wakikuito perform show, ulize, should I send you my invoice? Invoice is a document where you request payment for service done.
Nice.
Or,
is dope. And to get to that point is not so easy.
Exactly.
For a long time, people have been undermining artists, especially upcoming artists. People usually undermine you. This story, they're giving you a platform, then you get to perform for free. How did you experience that before you maybe had your breakthrough?
You may perform for free mara kadhaa. I've performed for free mara kadhaa. Lakini niko on my own basis, like I'm building the name's brand once, and then I was not big back then. I used just to perform. Nikipata platform na showcase ndio I get the fan base.
I guess it's a matter of maybe you have to start from somewhere.
You
have to start from somewhere.
Exactly.
So TK, the name TK Lion. Hey, when you sketch it in a TK Lion, like it's adopt someone. How did you land on that name? TK Lion? How did it come about?
My name is Timothy.
Oh,
and
so
the K stands for King.
King. You're
Timothy
King.
King.
Oh, nice.
And the Lion, I'm a Lion myself.
Okay, so of course you love music. And what genre of rap do you do? What genre of music do you do?
I do rap music genre. And mostly hip-hop, old-school boom-bap, trap. Like all rap genres. I can't specify on what rap genre I do. Like, if it's pop rap, I can do pop rap. If it's afro pop rap, I can do afro pop rap. If it's any beat, mean to me any beat, manze tuna vibe na yeye mbasa.
So you can just freestyle to a beat.
Just can freestyle to a beat.
Well, so back to Tusker Next Stars, being the winner of Tusker Next Stars. Can you say, is it safe to say that Tusker Next Stars was a big break for you? It was your breakthrough, like it put you there on the spotlight.
Yeah. It's a big breakthrough for me, Junil. Kwa nasema, whatever comes, manze, it must be sharper.
And I think
sharper.
It put a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was recently looking at your social media, and it, like, you've been performing in a lot of places, you've been in different places, and how are you handling that? And how is the experience performing there as a young person? But they are young. How old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
In case you didn't know, 21. Imagine, 21. That is so young. And how are you dealing with that at such a young age? All that stardom, how are you dealing with it at this
age? As I said, my age is just a number. Mm-hmm. Responsibilities make you mature. So if you are mature enough to handle your responsibilities, you have to have a schedule of yourself. Mm. I'll always say this to anyone, whether an artist or anyone out there trying to chase their goals. Always have your priorities core. Alafu, schedule for your priorities. Set time for everything. Alafu, put God manziwe kelea kazi, trust process. Okijuadi, if I do this today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, I'll always chase that goal. No. And also, having to perform in these places, your experience imekuwa inanifungwanga macho daily. Juneza enda upate audience ingine wapendi. So when you're going back to the studio to write another song, you write to favor that audience. Ndio, in case you get that audience, now entertain to the fullest.
Nice. Speaking of performing, I guess maybe I think every artist or musician has that one dream stage they would love to perform in.
Yeah.
What is yours?
My dream stage is to perform in the Grammys.
Why Grammys? Why? Not Coachella Festival, maybe?
Coachella. Whoa.
Why Grammys? No, tell us why Grammys.
I love to go there to perform in the Grammys to prove to them that place called Kenya back in Africa has big dreams.
Has big talents. Big dreams. For it, yeah?
If Lupita Alienda Oscars, if Nikita Ali perform BBC, why else Tikelan can perform in Atlanta, Georgia or in Los Angeles? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Are you registered to any record label?
I'm not registered to any record label because me, myself, and I am TK Lion.
You manage yourself?
I manage myself. I have an executive team behind me.
Oh, but you have a team, yeah. Because it's not easy to like manage yourself.
Yeah, it's not easy
You have a dream record label that you'd love.
I'd love to open my record label soon.
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Maybe I'll come in, you sign me. I was a rapper in my other life.
Yeah.
Kidding, but no.
Kidding,
I'm joking. No, well, me, I can't sing to save my life. So I have a session here where I get to ask you five questions under 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Just random questions that I get to ask you. And you have only 1 second to answer.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The first one, what are your wildest dreams?
Wildest dream? Being an international artist.
How international? What do you mean by being an international artist?
Having tours all over different continents, performing diverse music genres.
Okay, favorite rapper? Who is your favorite rapper?
Eminem.
Why Eminem?
Eminem, he's the top MC in the world and he's the best lyricist.
And he's dope. Rapper. Hey, yeah. He's so dope. Have you ever heard of about this life story of Eminem? Have you watched his story?
I've watched 8 Mile. I've also seen how he conquered drugs, coming back to the music. Abisa.
Yeah.
Slim Shady.
Mm-hmm. Best performance of your career?
Best performance of my career? Kenyan Shay experience. Mm. Performing October 1st, your stage is called Biggie Sana.
Mm.
Congress, because people looking at you, fans who have never seen you, fans who have never known you existed, just jamming to your song, like shaking their heads in the middle of the night when it's cold. It's really a wholesome experience.
Nice. Yeah. And if you would have a movie that is based on your life,
yeah,
on your true life story, what would be the title of that movie?
The title of that movie would be... Beat your inner self.
Be true to yourself.
Because the theme yake ni see how far you can go. Beat your potential.
Yeah.
Fight against your dream. Mm. Against all odds.
And have you ever thought of if you would not have been a musician, what would you be?
If I'll not be a musician.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be a nice father for sure.
Ooh, but why father? Is that a career?
As in, if I wasn't a musician, I'll do anything related to music. Mm-hmm. I really loved music since.
If music was not in the picture.
If music was not in the picture, I would be a rugby player.
Oh. Yeah. You know, to play rugby.
I played rugby in high school.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, but in case we forgot to mention that you're a student.
I'm a student
at Masene University. And you're still currently in session and you're doing music, you're juggling music and education. How do you handle both of that?
If it's time for music, it's time for music. If it's time for books, then it's time for books. As long as you've scheduled the calendar, zizi hit. Naziki Karibia na kuhit, you have to sacrifice one for the other.
Mm.
Yeah.
You have to sacrifice how?
Like I did miss a cut. Nisha miss cut. Alafu ni kena collect. Ni kama explain ya everything. Akisema wow. Akisema
yeah. Yeah, but it's not so. It's not easy.
It's not that easy. Yeah.
To juggle all
you
that.
You have to be prepared to not sit down. Una tembea to kila maluk chomo na juu. Trying to balance them both.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So who are you currently listening to? Which artists are you currently vibing to? Which music are you currently listening to?
I'm currently listening to Mighty Carl. There's an artist called
I know Mighty Carl. Yeah. He's dope.
There's another one called Gio Cleo.
Uh-huh.
There's Deno. Maseno Creative Society.
Maseno has a lot of talent with it.
Has
guys,
talent.
Nawambianga daily.
Maseno
has a lot of talent. A lot of dope talent.
And say like the future is there for music. So yeah. Many rappers, so many singers, so many vocalists, these instrumentalists.
Are, like the future is so bright for musicians, for rappers, yeah. Especially for young rappers. I tend to look at Treo Mio and yes. His journey. So young and he's like,
wow, la fuke CSCPA, wow.
He just finished from four.
He's
like
living, he's living like that Hollywood thing you want to see. Like somebody's a star and he's going to school at the same time.
I like how he's making moves. Like he's inspiring. He's inspiring a lot of young talents.
Sana, yeah.
So speaking of Treo Mio and the Kenyan industry, do you have someone you'd love to work with in the Kenyan industry?
I'd love to work with Sio Saidam Kardinali.
Wow, that is from Wakadinali.
Yeah, he's part of Wakadinali. Sio Saida Mkadinali. I'll love to work with Brida Law.
Uh-huh.
I also love to work with Mordecai from Heart the Band.
Why those specifically?
Mordecai.
I expected you to say maybe Calligraph, maybe Octopizzo.
Calligraph.
Why those two? I love how Mordecai sings. Why those two?
Mordecai brings that test in a song.
Mm.
He'll vibe with you. He'll be with you writing songs and. He's just a whole package in a song. Brida is that street vibe. Brida naleta yo street vibe, alafu bado at the same time he has already a name out there that he can really push you out in the streets. Sio Saidam Kardinali, he's the best storyteller ever in drill songs.
Hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, they tell a story.
The way he tells a story and it's still a song. Hey, manje. And izafanya drill ikwe club banger na si club banger type beat, it's a drill song.
I think I need to listen to him individually, his own music.
Then when Calligraph tukipatana tusema uji it's tiki lan here, you know mean, you know I'm saying,
mwashane kwa ngoma.
I'll see you.
Oh, hope mesikia Mordecai. Give your boy manze a collab soon. Yeah. Sinda manifesting
soon manze imwaka.
So what is your favorite food?
My favorite food, chapo.
But for beans ya comrade.
Chapati with beans. Beans imekwa coconut. I really love that manje.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, I was recently checking on your socials and I saw that you have this Kenyan Fever.
Yeah, Kenyan Fever.
Could you tell us about Kenyan Fever? Is it like an album? Because something stood out for me when I was checking it out. It has like three parts, I guess. Part one, part A, part B, part C. And yeah. I didn't quite get that out.
Kenyan Fever is an album. Mm. Kenyan Fever is my album nime released last year. It's A, B, and C go out in Spotify, all streaming platforms. Also, I have a video on YouTube, one for Kenyan Fever, and it was too late.
So it's like an album?
Yeah, it's an album.
Different. So part A is another different album, has different jams?
Yeah,
part B has different jams. Part C has different jams. Total of how many jams?
30.
What?
Yeah.
Written by you and written different collabs.
Different.
You write your own music?
I write my own music.
Wow, that is dope.
Thank you so much.
And where do you get the inspiration, or your motivation to get the...
Your environment, you just check your environment, like you unaweza andika diko gari kwa mat. Like you just check your environment and if words keep on flowing and you write something which your audience can relate to.
Mm.
And you keep them a hook in it, they'll keep on remembering even when they're taking a shower.
Mm.
It's really a nice song. Especially out rappers out there, manze, practice more on writing a song. Engaging with your audience. There are people who deliver songs so well and there are people who write songs in nice structures.
True.
Two different things. If you're good in both, you're good to go.
Dope. Awesome stuff. Any big plans maybe that you have for which something that you wish for, something that you wish for ikufanyike this year, something that you wish to happen this year?
I wish to be a mainstream artist this year, and I'll be working on an EP with big features, with a higher quality than the previous TK you knew. I wish to be that TK which you'll be pointing to your parents, your mom and dad, saying, "You see that boy? He's called TK Lion.
Some I knew an him." Example.
Exactly.
Which features? Who would you love to feature? Like, who would you love to feature? Oh, you told me. Kinanani. International.
Internationally. Yeah. I'd like to do a feature with Eminem, first of all.
Eminem.
If I have Eminem
on
my song.
You perhaps maybe like to work with these Afrobeat artists? Because I don't know what is it with Kenyans, but Kenyans really love Afrobeat. Mm-hmm. Like, Afrobeat is so big now. Like, Afrobeat is by this so big now, so not big. Only in Kenya, but worldwide. Because of recently we've seen like Afrobeat artists working with the big artists like Kina Selena Gomez, Kina Justin Bieber. Like, what is your view on that? Would you love to like neither?
I'd like to work with Fireboy. Mm. Banner Boy, Central C, Doja Cat, and Costa Teach.
Can you like rap in different languages? Kiswahili or Sheng, Ungezapo Sheng, maybe a native language, English. Can you like rap in different languages?
You can rap in English, in Swahili, in Sheng. Mother tongue, Kinyandikia, and Takure, Demo Damaki, Nedo. Mother tongue, native language, hapo msiakini chonge hapo naroga vibaya sana.
Nice. So TK, what do we look forward for in the future? What do you like look forward for in your future?
I look forward in my future having more of this, like me and you speaking on Unspoken.
Yeah, interviews.
Do you remember our last interview on Unspoken?
Yeah. Next, ndakuita kama maybe, ushago mainstream. People pick my call, usituruke.
Zizi.
Pick my call.
You are in the merry-go-round, manze. Yeah, ni queen wanna always do.
So if you go Oko mainstream, pick my call to quit another Kumbuke Unspoken.
Kumbuke Unspoken.
Maybe I'll give you an interview. Maybe go in another country. Nyuma ya backstage when you're performing in Grammys.
TK, hey, relax.
So manze, keep on pushing. I like what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
And perhaps career ambitions.
My career ambition is to be big, broader, be everywhere digitally, reach to anyone who loves music, have diverse music, and interact with any audience in the world, like any person in the world, as long as msi anajua English ama anajua in music imempea vibe, any language in the world, and also to grow financially, grow the label, and grow the TK Lion brand in general.
Nice.
Maybe one day have a radio station, Lion Radio, Alaf Nikustu. You know what I mean?
We
God
got
bless.
Big dreams. Me, Alaf, people have big dreams.
God bless.
Utatupea kazi uko.
Yeah.
I love people like who have big, the wildest of dreams.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like when I say, if your dreams are not big enough, if they don't scare you, they're not big enough.
They're not
enough.
Big. Yeah.
If you could change one thing about yourself, would you? And what would you change? If you could.
I'll change my perspective about hard work. I will instill so much hard work. Kuna sometimes na feeling inika, I'm not giving it my all. And that gives me an insecurity. What if I don't give it my all?
What if it doesn't work?
What if
you're lagging behind?
Exactly.
True.
Because you wanna sumanga venyulianza si venyulimaliza.
Yeah.
Nizapata, you started with a lot of fuel, a lot of fuel ako inaisho
kwa the end.
When it's needed the most.
It's not so easy.
So that's my biggest fear. I really need to look on my hard work and my persistency, my relevancy, my consistency and all. Yeah.
So how do you make sure you're consistent? How do you work on your consistency?
Consistency, when you have a timeline and a good brand plan. If you have a timeline, nasema on February, on March, on April, I'll do this, I'll do that. Invest on your marketing, invest on your production, invest on your campaign. Like, you can run a year campaign. You can say, kwanzia February hadi November, TK Lion atakuwa kwa every digital platform.
So you set your targets.
Set your targets clear.
Like, yeah. Consistency, like, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And it has its fruits. True.
It has its fruits. Of recent days, you've seen how a lot of artists. I don't know if I should say Kenyan artists per se, but there's been this trend of Kenyan artists wakitoa ngoma, when they release a new jam, they start clout chasing in order to promote their jam. Mm-hmm. And it's like me, I always think like, if you're a dope artist, you believe that you have dope talent and you have dope music, you don't have to like clout chase to maybe promote your music. Mm-hmm. What is your view on that?
My view is,
what do you think about that? Yeah.
Kuna vitu mbili
hapa. Is it a good strategy?
First of all, it depends if it's good on you. Mm. Because kuna shortcomings to everyone. Na huku inje, Nairobi, Nigeria, Kisumu, na Mombasa, it's all about survival. So there's somebody who will use that cloud chasing. To me, it's not that good. You uneza work your ass off to achieve what you want. Unaona? Alafu at the same time, cloud chasing, kuna leo do cloud chasing na waneza... wana do even in order to be relevant in the industry or survive. Si tunajua ni cloud chasers. But cloud chasing si fiti.
It's not good to be a cloud chaser.
Si fiti, yeah.
But whatever works, maybe, we should say maybe that it works, that works for them.
It now work for
but
them.
For me, I think you can do what you want, but I think like, if you're a dope artist, you believe you have dope content,
cool,
you have dope talent. Man. Like, when you talk to ngoma, you know people will like,
people will like
jump
it.
To it. And there's a tendency like, but a lot of female rappers are coming up, I guess. Mm-hmm. A lot of female rappers are coming up. Who, which female rapper maybe do you like? Are you like a Nicki person, a Nicki Minaj person, or a Cardi B?
Nicki Minaj person.
Of course, Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
And our Kenyan female rappers, there are not a lot of Kenyan female rappers, yeah? Mm-hmm. And maybe there's one who maybe we'd love to work with.
I
personally like how like Femi One is out there. She
Femi
puts herself out there, and how she's consistent.
She's putting
like,
her
and you can see how
there.
Her growth, how she has grown in the industry. And she nowadays like unreleased bangers
after bangers. Manze Femi One. There's also Tabby for Life though. There's this rapper called Tabby for Life.
Mm-hmm.
Her music is out there on YouTube. She's really dope. Femi One. I've seen Brandy Maina, Karun. This, they're out there bringing that face. Kwanza Brandy Minor.
I love she's getting, she's now getting the attention that she deserves.
Exactly.
Because I used to listen to Brandy Minor kitambo when I think we are in high school. I was in high school when she has not hit yet. Nice. I was listening to those her first jams, and I'm happy to see where she is right now. Like,
whatever
she's getting the
there.
Attention she now
exactly.
deserves. Because I think there are a lot of underrated artists out there. And these young artists. There's this genre of Kina Wakadinelli have come now, Kina Brooklyn Boys, those
Boy.
Two young musicians. Mm-hmm. There's this Kina, like Ethan Music. There are these two Kenyan artists who are like, are not getting the attention they deserve,
exactly.
but they have like dope music.
Mm-hmm.
So like, how do you view that?
It's very nice, and it's a healthy competition in the industry. It's bringing another face in the industry in a letter, like a take over on something. Juki compare like in the last 5 to 10 years, music may change.
Like even the Kenyan music industry.
It may change, like in general. Having Calligraph, having Nikita, having Wakadinali, having Brooklyn, having Brandy, having Jovial, having Otile Brown. It is out at one place, it's not let a fire, like non-stop hits. But all in all, ni Kenyan music. So if it's Kenyan music, ina change the industry, the sound of Kenyan music. Ina change na ina evolve kila siku to favor each and everyone.
So it's February, and we all know what is what is famous about February.
February is famous of love.
The month of love. And how many days to Valentine? Si Valentine nakwambia watu walianza kuchangamkia venye mwaka ilianza. Me, I don't even know what is the. Are you the person who like? Are you the Valentine's person? Mwenye like Valentine's the day that you go all out and show love.
It depends na mood ntamka hiyo siku. It's a, if it's a good mood, then do what you gotta do.
Ha, utapeleka msichana wenye out. You not buy flowers.
Flowers, kizi zinazo za plastic. Kani flowers anza kupanda leo.
Utaachwa. So, hey, Valentine's is coming.
Yeah.
And people are all the rage about it. And I was told to ask. Tuambie UTK. Akuna mtu ama hana mtu. Tujue. Valentine's is coming.
UTK akuna mtu.
So you mentioned earlier that you write your own songs.
Yeah.
How many songs have you written so far?
I have 57 plus songs.
57 plus. That is a lot of song. But do you have a favorite?
I have
There's
a favorite.
Always that favorite song.
Kabisa.
What is your favorite jam?
Na Day Food.
Of course.
Na Day Food.
That is my favorite song.
Chakula.
tunaiweka kwa hiyo podcast leo. That is the song we're going to play today. Or that's fucking Nadai Food. And I guess that I heard that Nadai Food has a story behind it. There's a story. For those who don't know what Nadai Food means, what does it mean in English? You want food. I need food. I want food.
In English means you want food.
What was the inspiration behind that?
Inspiration ilikuwa nasikia njaa. Nilikuwa njaa, tulikuwa tumetoka kupiga rehearsals at dance. I told you I'm also a dancer.
That was in Kampo.
Before
high school.
That period between campus and after high school.
Okay, yeah.
Nilikuwa nasikia njaa. And there's this fire beat tumetoka ku dance na nikauliza hii beat ni gani? Ndipata wapi? Nikaenda nikatumiwa na mwenye alikuwa naye. I also looked for that producer. Na nikaandika ngoma. Niko bat na shire na die food tuko plep kwa line line refu number last on the gate na manjivanya ke sauce yani 2 by 2 wait and I was say checky mina die food niko bat na shire na die food tuko plep kwa line line refu number last on the gate na manjivanya ke sauce yani 2 by 2 wait and I was say checky mina die food bro amuka kama dia sa sita na rieng niko dishi plan b na mazio arusi na mapati tunachilza bendani vip section 6 rewind from the deep from the kuna mcheti na mandizi kisha tanga wina record tukimeza 1 2 3 na nyonga sleeve orazi adi papa tuko round na kati tukicheki titu na toka tina ma kuna zabe mi na chill party wanjiva nikimedi madiva bombo brikicho na mi wakuchoma tuliva zabe na Dylan comics na DJ Lina na baki nikipima kupima na bombo party wacheki na die food mi na die food nikispeed kwenye booth niko bao na ni true ah na die food mi na die food nikispeed kwenye booth niko bao na ni true yeah niko bash na shire na die food tuko plep walai line ni refu number last on the gate na manjivanya ke sauce yani 2 by 2 wait and I was say checky mi na die food niko bash na shire na die food tuko plep walai line ni refu number last on the gate na manjivanya ke sauce yani 2 by 2 wait and I was say checky mi na die food ya mkosti na kaimati na round na kamati masani ya mbogi tunacheza na wakati weka jumbili pilipili tukitoa shati ni spoon na fork na matambla za mababi utamu wa kitungu ni kutoa tu machozi na food iko fiti inanikalia rozi tusha seti deal kama skuma all green na machupa na makali za matot na mabongi kuna zabe mina chill party wanjiva nikimedi madiva bombo brikicho na mi wakucho matuliva zabe na Dylan comics na DJ Lina na baki nikipima kupima na bombo party wa cheki na die food mina die food nikispeed kwenye booth niko bao na ni true na na die food mina die food nikispeed kwenye booth niko bao na ni true yeah niko bash na shire na die food tuko plate walai line ni refu number last on the gate na manjivanya ke sauce yani 2 by 2 wait and I was say checky mina die food niko bash na shire na die food tuko plate walai line ni refu number last on the gate na manjivanya ke sauce yani 2 by 2 wait and I was say checky mina die food tikelar swab nooks mina die food
breakthrough song. Yeah. Oh, nice. So there's someone of course listening to this podcast and ask you to TK Asma. Hey, that boy, I mean, motivate. Like you've already motivated someone. And I know, of course, you know, do you know that you're motivating a lot of people? You've motivated a lot of people, especially in Maseno when I was in school back then. I was in Maseno and we won the Tuscan Next. I was like, wow, you elevated the game for people. Mm-hmm. You motivated a lot of people. And How would you like to advise someone young listening to this? Not necessarily young, or just someone who maybe is passionate about music and wants to pursue music, maybe wants to pursue rap, ama anything they want to pursue. What will you tell them?
To anyone now generally who wants to pursue their dreams, nezasema, when you start your day, always do the ile kitu na feeling utaki kufanya sana. Like, kama ni kuenda gym, nunasikianga nataka nikuwe bodybuilder, nataka nikuwe model au kuinje. Always start your day with something that you don't want to do. In a bringing you your day kwe positive.
Something you don't want to do.
Something you don't like doing.
I like that. Something that makes you uncomfortable.
Like ukiamka asubuhi unasikia sijui lazima nitepizi notes.
Do that. Challenge yourself.
When you go to the presentation, your brain is fresh. Umefanya everything. Everything. Kama ni gym, kama ni donda, una wenda ujazewera, do your thing and stuff. Alaf continue with your normal activities of the day. And also another thing to musicians, any musician, always be prepared, because proper preparation prevents poor performance. You never know when opportunity will come knocking at your door. Inaweza kuwa kesho, they're looking for the next 5 stars of the country. Inaweza kuwa kesho, they're looking for the next 5 stars of the continent, or even the world. You're the one going to save the world with music. So always be ready and prepare every single opportunity you get.
Nice, I like that. So any future projects? Do you have any upcoming future projects that you have?
I'll be working on an EP which will be coming soon, most probably when this year commences. And also I'll be doing many features, as I said. I'll be doing big music videos, as you said. I'll be appearing on your television and your radio plays.
Nice.
I really put it that on God, and everything we want to execute it this year. I want to be another version of TK 2023.
Nice. I like that. I'm wishing you all the best.
Thank you so much.
I am wishing you all the best. The future is bright.
Thank you so
the
much.
The future is bright. So, I'll have a quick question, a quick game here. Are you a J. Cole person or a Kendrick?
Kendrick.
J. Cole versus Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
Why?
Kendrick Lamar is more of like the real life, like, it was more like of the street med, you know. J. Cole is dope. J. Cole mkali ni mzi. But I'll go with Kendrick on this one.
Tupac versus Biggie.
Tupac West Coast. Man.
You couldn't wait. Of course, Tupac.
The poet.
Of course,
nigga.
Tupac. Drake versus Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne is a great freestyler.
Not Drake.
Drake, I'll say he's a good artist. He's a good entertainer. But I'll go with Lil Wayne because Lil Wayne wrote so many songs to the point that he has to Google his own lyrics so that he has.
I heard about Lil Wayne. There's a jam. I don't know. He has a lot of songs, so I don't know which one specifically. But there's this song that he freestyled the song.
Bana.
The entire song. Like, I don't know. They were sleeping somewhere. I don't know. He woke up somewhere. And he woke up somewhere. And I think, I don't know if that story is true. And like, I think his manager was there with his camera on, and then he just took up and started freestyling. And that's how they shot that video. I'll go and research that. I heard something like that. That is dope.
He started singing when he was young. So, damn.
That is so dope. Calligraph versus Octopizzo.
Calligraph Jones. He's relevant, consistent. He's the OG that he deserves to be.
That's true. I will not talk about it more. Anyway, Iggy Azalea or Megan Thee Stallion?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Why? But where did Iggy Azalea go to anyway?
Iggy back, ukiangalia back uko 2014, 2015, Iggy was at the top like of the charts. Then Megan came with another version of Nicki Minaj, and then it's still combined with another version. Like, Megan is good, he's hitting the charts.
So are you like a morning person or an evening person?
Morning, because morning start with positive
vibes. The 5 a.m. gang.
5 a.m. gang. Yeah.
Do you love sunsets or sunrise?
I love they're both beautiful. Sunrise.
Sunrise, why? Me, I love sunsets.
Sunrise, when jua ikikuja and before people start wake up, there's that kapis flani around.
Vibe. That's true.
That kapis feasible, yeah.
So when you mtu a team gani? Premier League is going on. When you mtu a team? Na usikuwe mtu Arsenal.
Yes, missi mtu Arsenal. But tuko top 4. Missi mtu Arsenal.
Let me guess. Lakini wewe simu. Manu.
Sasa ni Manu.
The great Manchester United.
Yeah.
I was a fan of Manu.
Manchester.
Who is your favorite Manu player?
Rashford.
Aye, you're not even thinking about
nigga. Rashford. Rashford man like Chicago Olive. Uoni kitu bana. Uoni.
Nice. We saw Manu. Manu alikuwa na game jana. Ilikuwa jana ma?
Ilikuwa jana.
Jana na Crystal Palace. Walipiga mtu.
Tandika vile nafaa.
Tunafortunate league. We need to win them. Sisi kama Manchester United, we are winning this league.
Sisi kama Manchester. Adi tunafaa tuitishwe players tugawie Chelsea. Tugawie Chelsea.
Wakuje training.
Tugawie Liverpool. Tuagawie juu sisi tu. Tusishikwe.
Nice. I love football. Mi ni msa Manchester. Damu.
Vile nafaa.
Oh, so nice. It was so fun having you here, TK.
Thank you so much. Thank you
for coming to this unspoken episode after a long kukut after for many days. Thank you for finally coming to Unspoken. I am glad to have you here. Thank you so much. So maybe a parting shot to our Unspoken fans. What would you love to tell the Unspoken community?
Hey, Unspoken family, you always continue to stream here, manje, support our gala. Unaona venye analetea mafire huko
kwa street. Artists.
Yeah. You always I really love what you do kwa hii podcast, and from the word Unspoken. Like, from
a lot can be done with the word Unspoken.
Exactly.
You can tell a lot of stories.
Si mnasikia tu venye mnaambiwa. Hadi mimi na mnamuinterview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nice. So maybe give us your social media platforms. Where can you get your music from? Where can you find TK Lion?
You can find me on all streaming Spotify platforms like TK Lion. You can find me on YouTube, TK Lion, Facebook, TK Lion, on Instagram at TK_Lion, on Twitter at 254_Lion.
Nice. So yeah. Where can you get your streaming movie music? Where can you stream your music from?
You can stream it on Boomplay. You can stream it on Apple Music and Spotify, on Deezer, AudioMark and SoundCloud.
Nice. So yeah. They took after to TK Lion.
TK Lion itakuleta ni umoja tu kwa dunia nzima.
Nice. So there you have it, guys. Yeah. There you have it, guys. That is TK Lion for you. Make sure you to support him. Go and check out his music. After finishing ukimaza kusikiza hii podcast episode, go and check out TK Lion.
So,
go and listen to more music from
Sup.
Lion. It was good to have you. It was good to have you, TK.
Thank you so much.
Wishing you all the best here from Unspoken.
Thank you
wishing
so much.
Wishing you all the best. May all your dreams come true.
Amen.
Freestyle, I'm wishing to kifunga.
Last
tukafunga
night, nearly watched shaky hell of a news. Telenovela, I'm the Dracula, be licking your soup. Another Cuban, Jamaican to the capital blue. Nikona, TK, Shengzi, Free Wild Boss 2. Real shaky, they faking for the Malibu. I check you times 2. Hisurani main, murder the stare with the look. Cause they no such thing as halfway crook TK Lion. I'll see you. Peace.
See ya.
Peace. Muka kamati ya sasita na rieng ni kudishi plan B na mazio arusi na mapati tunachilza bendani VIP section 6 rewind from the tip from the kuna mcheti na madizi kisha tanga wina record tukimeza 1, 2, 3 na nyonga sleeve orazi adi papa tuko round na kati tukiche kiti tunatoka tina ma kuna zabe mina chilpati wanjiva nikimedi madiva bombo brikicho na miwa kucho matuliva zabe na Dylan comics na DJ Lina na baki nikipima kupima na bombo pati wa cheki na die food mina die food ni speed kwenye booth niko bao na ni true ah na die food mina die food niki speed kwenye booth niko bao na ni true yeah niko bash na shire na die food tuko plate wallahi line ni refu number last on the gate na manji vanya ke sauce yani 2x2 wait na wasee checki mina die food niko bash na shire na die food tuko plate wallahi line ni refu number last on the gate na manji vanya ke sauce yani 2x2 wait na wasee checki mina die food yeah.